This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1626. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 18th, Alaska, Argentina, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, Colombia, Djibouti, Ecuador, Finland, France, Germany, India, Kuwait, Laos, Madagascar, Mexico, Nicaragua, North America, Panama, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Romania, Solomon Islands, Sri Lanka, South Sudan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ben Cobb, who keeps a close watch on FCC actions concerning shortwave, says the license for experimental radio station WE2XRH in Alaska expired on July 15th. However, the licensee, Mr. Whit Hicks of Digital Aurora Radio Technologies, says he intends to apply for renewal of the license. An item in Diario Uno, Argentina, via the GRA blog, says that Radio Rivadavia, LS5 on 630 kHz, is in big financial trouble. It's not paid its workers and may have to go off the air. You may recall it's one of the Buenos Aires stations which used to be relayed occasionally on those SSB feeders on shortwave, Radio Rivadavia. It seems that BBS in Bhutan is still running all night on 6035. Åke Petersen in Denmark found it on exactly that frequency July 11th at 2145 to 2240 in presumably the local language Jonka, with an interview, native songs and music, some laughing, a choir, an ID maybe at 2156. He says the website had been updated, but without any live audio at that time. Ron Howard in California also monitored presumed BBS on 6035.0 July 16th between 1229 and 1319. He says now that they are on the exact frequency, no longer producing a heterodyne, with Yunnan PBS in Vietnamese, which, however, could still be heard underneath. Indigenous music played was similar to what he heard back in December when BBS was on 5030. And he posted a clip, as he does with many of his logs, at his Vox.com audio archive. Florida DXers have been hearing Radio Moso Chasqui, Cochabamba, Bolivia, on 3310. Terry Kruger reports it July 13th at 0122. A nice signal, apparently in Quechua with some fill music and ID. Actually, it was 10 hertz below 3310. And Bob Wilkner in Florida also heard it July 14th at 0900 to 935. And July 16th at 0947 to 1000. It seems they're both hearing a woman speaking most of the time, not in Spanish, but in Quechua. In the National Radio Club, Sylvain No in Quebec says, thanks to the geomagnetic storm, I heard a couple of Brazilians. One that I identified quickly and new to my log is ZYH587, Radio Shalom, from Fortaleza, with an ID as Shalom 690. Heard in spite of thunderstorms. No time given, but that was on July 15th. Jim Renfrew replies, until 690 gets refilled by Montreal, that can be a great frequency for Brazil from the northeast. The station is heard regularly in Newfoundland on the expeditions. If you hear a Brazilian on 11830, it may not be. Terry Kruger in Florida was listening to a preacher in Portuguese, actually 20 hertz below 11830, July 12th until sign-off at midnight UT. Listed as Rádio Daqui. However, it so happens, as he discovered later, that WYFR is being relayed via French Guiana between 22 and midnight UT in Portuguese, no doubt overriding that Brazilian station, even inside Brazil. To the Rádio Escutas group, Durval in Brazil says, for everyone following Rádio Nacional da Amazônia on shortwave, beginning today, 11 July, EBC has installed new equipment to increase the sound quality on shortwave. And asked for listener reports. However, Neto Silva and I wonder what kind of equipment. Something to do with the audio? The transmitters are still quite powerful. The Board of Directors report in the July issue of CIDX Messenger says, there are still some holding out hope that the decision to end the broadcasts of Radio Canada International can be reversed. A glimmer of hope came from Conservative Senator Hugh Segal, S-E-G-A-L. He spoke out strongly against the CBC decision. We urge you to contact him and let him know you care and encourage him to do whatever he can to right this wrong. He can be reached by email at kfl@sen.parl.gc.ca. Phonetically, that's Kilo Foxtrot Lima at sen.parl.gc.ca. One major concern is that CBC has indicated they want to shut down and either sell or dismantle the Sackville, New Brunswick transmitter station as quickly as possible. There is a strong feeling that if this historical and strategically located site disappears, Canada will never see another, and all hopes of a restoration of the RCI service will disappear with it. KimAndrewElliott.com, July 18th, has a roundup of items about RCI, including these comments. RCI's website, rcinet.ca, carries on. It still has audio or web radio. The RCI program The Link has become The Link Online. The one for 14 July has reports from the entire RCI English team, namely three people. So we know some of them who have not lost their jobs, Wojtek Gwiazda, Lynn Desjardins, and Mark Montgomery. A new feature reflecting RCI's reduced budget is Reporter for a Day from the audience, and presumably unpaid. I've been having trouble hearing the CBC Northern Quebec service on 9625. I was even wondering if it's still on the air. Yes, it is. Others confirm they can hear it better than I, but I'm wondering if there's been some change in its transmission, or is it just poor propagation? The two low-power Canadian CBC stations on 6160 were never quite synchronized, either in audio or in frequency, but they were pretty close. However, on July 12th, around 0530, I was hearing a big heterodyne. It seems CKZN, the one in Newfoundland, had jumped off frequency to about 6160.88, producing a pitch of a natural, interfering with CKZU in Vancouver, which is much closer to 6160. That's still the case as of July 18th. Also noted on that first occasion by Dave Valco, Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, he measured it on 6160.868, while CKZU was 9 hertz below 6160. Using remote receivers on July 15th, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany measured them on 6160.853 and 6159.978. In VHF UHF Digest, Doug Smith reports, log Canadian analog TV stations fast. The CBC is planning to shut down all remaining analog transmitters at the end of July. And on July 17th, Charles Gauthier in Quebec says, the CRTC has approved the shutdown of more than 600 CBC and SRC analog repeaters. Sanlen Estereo, the Colombian, dare I say, pirate, around 14950.75 variable, continued to be widely reported until July 14th. I last heard it at 1300 UT on that date, and checking every day, both in the daytime and in the evenings, I've not heard it since, as of July 18th. Again, we can't be positive. It may be poor propagation, or it may be off the air again. At least I've seen no reports yet from anyone else. Giovanni Serra in Rome reports Radio Djibouti on 4780, July 2nd at 1750 with a sing-song chanting by a chorus. And also at 2001 to 2014 with local chanting on July 14th. He seemed to mention Djibouti. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard it signing on abruptly July 15th at 0306 and a half until 0320, again with local chanting, and then some Arabic talk. Having logged HCJB's only remaining shortwave frequency direct from Ecuador, 6050, July 13th at 1100, I wondered when they would get their 100-kilowatt transmitter going again inside the country. Kai Ludwig replies, never. They had to give up that project, and forwarded a notice in German from their website, andenstimme.org, which is summary translated as follows. It's from their May and June newsletter by Horst Rosiak, who is now in charge. 3 years ago, we had big plans in Ecuador to build our own transmission site. Following the closure of the PIFO site, the German language service took over responsibility for 6050. In February 2010, we had a large donation from HCJB, including a 100-kilowatt transmitter, towers, antenna cable, and everything you need to build a transmitter site. The condition, within 2 years, accomplished the project. Despite all the efforts, we now have to abandon the plan. There was no technical missionary who wanted to be responsible for leading that project. I say, maybe that anyway encouraged them to assist in setting up the 1-kilowatt missionary station in Peru on 4810, about which more in a few minutes. On July 11th, I received an EQSL from Dick Spacewalker of Radio Space Shuttle International. You may recall he was testing back in April on the 21st on 15843 USB, including some playbacks of World of Radio. Now he says he's been very busy, but is sending out EQSLs first and will post printed ones eventually, although it may take a long time. The QSL shows a voluptuous pirateess in a fancy outfit. I'm not sure how well she could function as a pirate with a tight corset, and specifies it's from Finland, although the mailing address is in the Netherlands. He said it was 500 watts to a half-wave dipole, 10 meters high. It's the latest addition to my QSL gallery via worldofradio.com. Via Richard Cuff on the Internet Radio List from the RFI website in France, published 12 July. French international broadcasting boss Alain de Pouzillac has resigned. He was chairman of AEF, appointed under President Sarkozy to merge RFI with France 24 and TV5 television channels. He was invited to leave his post by the newly elected socialist government. And, by the way, Christine Ocran had earlier quit her post as deputy head of France's World Broadcasting Organization after a long and much publicized battle with de Pouzillac. On July 13th, Georgi Bansov in Bulgaria reported a program in German with a very good signal on 3955, presumably a new frequency for Radio 700. 3995 was still in use by HCJB. And Dave Kenny in England in the British DX Club was also hearing Radio 700 very strong on 3955 with its usual Schlager and Oldies format from 2200 UT, first observed by Alan Pennington. Perhaps a test from the call site in Germany. In the DX India Yahoo group, Joe's Jacob says All India Radio in Kohima was heard July 13th on 4850 for a few minutes till it went off the air at 1315. And it was also heard July 16th by Ron Howard in California from 1218 to 1316. It was unusable at first, but slowly improved, including some Christian music at 1240, which they often play. Poor reception. He says, if they keep on broadcasting, I'll be able to really enjoy them in the fall. Then Joe's Jacob followed up that on July 16th, they signed off at 1600 and on at 2357. At the Indian DX Club International, Joe's Jacob has also filed an illustrated report on the visit he just made to the new high-power transmitter at Rajkot in India. Oops, make that superpower. There have been reports of 3 megawatt transmitters on medium wave. That's not correct. There are 3 400-kilowatt transmitters, which can be put together for a total of 1,200 kilowatts on one frequency. 1071 kilohertz will carry some external service of AIR, But when operating in DRM, it'll be on 1080 with the Vivid Bharati service. It's not clear if they'll try to do that at the same time. The report says in the AM mode, it can radiate up to 1200 kilowatts, while in simulcast mode, 836 kilowatts, and if in DRM only, 550 kilowatts. You're listening to World of Radio number 1626. Our thanks this week for financial support from Jason Poplowski in Pennsylvania, who sent a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. You may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Radio Kuwait has an interesting feature every day at 1930 to 1945 UT during their English broadcast, when it happens, on 15540, this day in history. Some other stations do that. It's a good way to fill time, but hardly anyone spends 15 minutes at it. It's quite well researched, but I got to thinking about it. This all depends on the Western calendar, such as matching up July 14th with the same date in previous years. Do the Arabs have any such parallel concept? The lunar Islamic calendar makes this day a totally different one from year to year insofar as where the Earth is in its orbit. And that also accounts for the precession of Ramadan earlier and earlier in each of our years, such as this year, it's just starting July 19th through August 18th, more or less, as we have pointed out in our calendar via worldofradio.com. What does this have to do with shortwave? Ramadan influences expansions or changes in broadcast schedules to keep up with temporary fasting and feasting lifestyles, which inevitably leads to different waking and sleeping hours and consequently to potential listenership. On Hardcore DX, Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, reports he's been hearing Voice of Hope, which is a religious program apparently in the Hmong language for Laos, transmitted via Taiwan. He heard it on three different mornings lately between 11:30 and 12 UT on 11570. One day the carrier was already on at 11:19. And on one of those days, he says there seemed to be a fair amount of English included. That was July 12th. The name of the station I'm going to spell instead of an attempt to pronounce is SUABXAAMOOZOO. Immediately following at 1200 is a relay of WYFR. In the PCJ Radio Facebook group via Partasarati Goswami, Andy Sennett says, I've just learned the good news that the RNW Madagascar relay will continue operating beyond the end of this year, as the employees there have formed a private company. That means there will be no need for any of the current clients to move to other facilities. I've just received the draft documents that will be sent out to existing and prospective clients. I was always confident that the facility would not be closed, given the recent acquisition of transmitters formerly used at Herby in Sweden. The only question was who would operate it. Well, a few weeks ago, a new abbreviation was added to the ITU reference table, caught by Wolfgang Büschel, MGB, standing for Malagasy Global Business, SA. On the Shortwave Sites group, Kai Ludwig says it's hard to imagine that the staff members are the only shareholders of this MGB, and will indeed the whole property flatly be transferred to it as a generous gift. Last week we mentioned the reactivation of the Mexico City X-band station on 1650 known as Ser Radio, Z-E-R. I then asked Julian Santiago there if it had remained on the air this time, and he says it has, although sometimes you can only hear a carrier followed by some instrumental music and identifications. That was as of July 14th. In WTFDA, Doug Smith says, the Mexican government has made some significant changes to their digital TV transition policy, according to a PDF document he found, which was in Spanish, and he hopes he has everything interpreted correctly. Among the high points, Mexico's analog drop-dead date is now 31 December 2015. That means no more analog after that. Mexico will not authorize DTV stations on low VHF, only on channels 7 through 51. And it will allow the use of MPEG-4 video coding. In many markets, the drop-dead date is earlier. There will be a pilot conversion project in Tijuana. Analog stations there will go dark on April 16th of next year. As in Canada, this applies only to stations in larger cities. Stations will be encouraged to operate below channel 37, presuming there will be further repacking into 7 through 36. Mexico is encouraging the use of subchannels. Unlike Canada, if a station does not use subchannels, its main channel must be in HD. We ran across an interesting pirate July 15th around 0500 on 6930 USB. We finally made out the ID as Turtlehead Radio, and he was acknowledging real-time reports at the forum at hfunderground.com. He addressed his listeners frequently as boys and girls and bald-headed squirrels. Many TVDXers are complaining that it's been a poor sporadic e-season this summer. However, I, and I'm sure many others, would be quite pleased to be getting a double hop from two Central American countries at virtually the same time. Panama, TVN on channel 3 from Colón, and Nicaragua on channel 4, as Bill Hepburn did in Ontario and put up photos on his website. I have to be satisfied with quite a bit of Mexican TVDX every few days, and also occasionally from Canada, speaking of analog only. Many more reports this week of the new Port Moresby frequency of NBC in Papua New Guinea, 6040, such as this from Walt Samaniv in Victoria, BC, on July 12th. He recorded it on his Perseus SDR from 0859 past 1400 UT. He says quite excellent reception at 0859 with an ID as the voice of Papua New Guinea. The audio is a bit muffly, but otherwise very strong. I was surprised at the strength. It deteriorated gradually. There was interference from China at 1400. Just before PNG went off the air, he says, at least on the West Coast, it's better to listen earlier. He was going to try from 0800. The gray line occurs across PNG between 08 and 09 UT. So far, I've only barely heard it in Oklahoma, but in Florida, Terry Kruger also reports it, actually 20 hertz below 6040, July 15th between 10 and 11. And you can also check for parallels, at least during the news, from many other of the PNG stations on 75 and 90 meters, as Ron Howard does in California. And he also found that Radio East New Britain had been reactivated on 3385 after a long absence, July 17th, from 11:59 until off at 14:06, which is a later sign-off time, a sesquihour later than previously. Perhaps they've been visited by the NBC technical team. Just in, news of another Papua New Guinea station reactivated, 3345 Radio Northern. Ron Howard heard it July 18th at 13:05, and confirmed by Mauno Riitala in Finland from 1950 onwards, 30 hertz above 3345, fading out after 2000. Now more about that new Peruvian station, supposed to go on the air shortly on 4810. I've just heard from Wayne Borthwick. He was the engineer who went down to Radio Verdad in Guatemala to refurbish their system, still functioning well on 4055. He's among the team setting up the new station in Chasuta, San Martin, Peru, OAW9A, a 1-kilowatt transmitter made by HCJB, and he has some more details. The antenna is a 4-dipole array phased to 20 degrees off vertical toward the northeast quadrant, so it should be putting a good signal into the eastern USA and Europe. He says we expect electric to the transmitter building on July 19th and probably carrier testing soon after that. There will probably not be regular programming right away as the recording and control studio is yet to be finished. Installing an HCJB ALAS satellite feed, so that may be on. Eventually, programming will be religious, cultural, development-orientated, with potential programming in the languages spoken in the northern Peru Amazon region. Thomas Vilkner tells us that there's a new monthly slot for Radio City starting July 21st, the third Saturday of each month at 18 to 19 UT on 7290 via Nexus IRRS via shortwave transmitter in Romania. Ron Howard can be not only a DXer but an SWL, listening to SIBC Solomon Islands, 100 hertz below 5020, July 13th from 0950 to 1030, covering the Solomon Islands Festival of Pacific Arts. He was waiting for English, but it was only in vernacular, with heavy interference from Cuba, 5025. However, 2 days later, July 15th at 1032, he reports wonderful reception of the coverage of the closing ceremony of the Festival of Pacific Arts from Haniara, a speech by the chairperson in English he recorded and put on Box.com. I was wondering if anyone is still hearing the Tamil Tigers clandestine on 12140 at 1530 to 1630. Yes, Japanese DXers, including S. Hasegawa, have been hearing it on July 7th and 14th, as well as July 5th when it was first heard. However, it appears it's only on Saturdays, according to Alakesh Gupta, because Jaisakdevel could read the Tamil website, which said it's broadcast only on Saturdays. Chris Greenway in England says South Sudan State Radio has been off the air since July 16th because of a budget crisis in the new country. The main frequency was nominally 100 kilowatts in Juba on medium wave 693, including English at 1530. However, we continue to hear the clandestine from somewhere else, Voice of South Sudan Revolutionary Radio, on 15725, when propagation permits, opening a few minutes after 0500, including an ID in English, also heard by Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, and Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania. DX Remix News in Bulgaria says the start and ending time of the transmission varies between 0503 and 505 until 0740 to 0820. And they say the other broadcast is back on 11650 at 12 to 15 UT, but it collides with China. The National Radio Club is now taking orders for the upcoming new edition of the NRC AM log, which should begin shipping August 27th. It's a 285-page publication on loose-leaf paper only. You can read more about it and order online via www.nrcdxas.org. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 16th. Low ANK indices of 5 and 2 only on July 19th to 21st, 24th to 26th, and after August 5th, in between peaking to 25 and 5 on July 27th. Solar flux dropping from 120 July 18th to 100 on the 20th to 23rd, and rising to a peak of 170 starting August 5th. Shortwave reception has really been much below normal because of several blackouts, and it looks like there are more to come. Read much more about this and everything you've heard and not heard on World of Radio in the new edition of DX Listening Digest number 1229 via worldofradio.com. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1626.